How much does it cost?
Getting a consumer loan involves costs, interest, fees, and other expenses. Fees include, for example, the costs of starting and managing a loan. Other expenses may be taxes or insurance. Some fees and expenses are fixed, regardless of the amount of the loan, so they will have a greater impact if the amount of the loan requested is low, for example, under 1,500 euros. These costs, taken together, are the total cost of financing, and these are the indicators for its evaluation.
TAN. In Italian, tasso annuo nominale.
The TAN, or annual nominal interest rate, indicates the pure interest rate as a percentage of the loan granted and on an annual basis. Pure means it doesn't include costs or fees and doesn't indicate the total cost of financing, which is instead expressed in the TAEG, or annual percentage rate of charge, APR. So a loan with a TAN of zero could have an APR that's much higher than zero. Advertisements and the documentation for the offer must always show the TAN and specify whether it's fixed or variable.
APR. In Italian, TAEG. Tasso annuo effettivo globale.
The APR, annual percentage rate of charge, expressed as a percentage of the loan granted and on annual basis, includes all the costs. So it's very useful for understanding which loan is most suited to your needs and what you can afford. The APR is the main instrument for transparency in consumer loan contracts. As well as including all costs, it's also a harmonized index at European level. This makes it possible to compare all loans quickly and easily, including those offered by foreign operators on the Italian market. Even so, the APR might not correspond exactly to the costs actually incurred. Opening a current account credit facility or having a revolving credit card, for example, might have costs that depend on unpredictable elements, such as fluctuations in interest rates and how frequently people use and repay loans. In these cases, the representative example that a lender is obliged to indicate in the loan documentation is particularly useful.
The APR includes
the TAN, or annual nominal interest rate, fees, including those for credit intermediaries, taxes, other costs and expenses linked to extra services, for example, insurance policies required by law, or in any case necessary to get or continue use loans under the conditions offered, unless they cannot be quantified in any way when the APR is calculated. In this case, extra services are indicated separately.
The APR doesn't include
any penalties or default interest if the consumer doesn't pay the installments or doesn't pay them on time, additional expenses paid in cash or by credit card at the time of purchase, for example, for delivering the good purchased or for taking the old one away, notary fees, expenses for optional extra services, for example, optional insurance policies. By law, the APR must always be shown in advertisements, in the loan documentation, and in the contract. The APR must be shown in the same way as all other costs and information in advertisements.
Here's an example of a non-specific personal loan. Amount granted, 10,000 euro. Duration of loan, 60 months. Monthly installment, 216 euro and 90 cents. Number of installments, 60. TAN, 10.9%. APR, 11.6%. The APR includes substitute tax, 25 euro, and the cost of sending a periodic statement, 3 euro. The cost of the loan cannot be higher than the usury ceiling, above which it becomes illegal. The AOER and usury.
The AOER is the reference rate for calculating the usury ceiling above which a loan becomes illegal. Usury is a crime that consists of lending money at rates considered to be illegal since they are too high and make repayment either very difficult or impossible. It represents a quarterly average of the overall effective rates, OER, applied by all lenders to individual types of loan. For example, opening a current account credit facility, personal loans, or salary-backed loans. The AOER takes account of all the expenses connected with loans, excluding taxes and duties. To make sure that the rate applied isn't illegal, you need to find out the ceiling rate on the type of loan you're interested in and compare it with the rate actually applied to your loan. Lenders must display the ceiling rate table on their websites and in their offices, and it can also be consulted on the Bank of Italy's website.